Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, everybody? It's your homegirl, Sarah Connor, and you are now tuned in and listening to the sexy, sexy, long nail, long hair, don't care, Emma E2K on the Queen's Lounge, Lush Radio Online. Keep supporting. Those is my family, is my sisters, baby. Barsandbrawstraps.com, poisonpen.tv, URL.tv, and we out.
Host Emma E2K, and it's another week. I'm excited. I'm always excited. I think I excite myself. You know, as a motivator, it's hard because you got to keep yourself motivated and still motivate others. But like a person once told me, you was born motivation. So even when I'm down, I don't, you know, I'm not going to say I don't know. Of course, I know where it's coming from. But, you know, he provides and he makes sure that I stay motivated to be able to motivate others and stay on my journey. Welcome to Queen's Lounge. And your queen is giving you a fierce nail salute. We're here, we're back in full effect. Don't forget to follow me on the Twitter, Emma E2K. Follow us on the Facebook. Make sure you join our group pages, which is E2K Networking, E2K Enterprise Networking page. Also join the Lush Radio Online Worldwide Exposure group page. And, of course, the Queen's Lounge page, which is the page you go to be able to post shouts and all that stuff. And I read it from there. And I read it, you know, live on the air. Maya, tonight's show is definitely sponsored by LushRadioOnline.com, E2K Enterprise LLC, and BarsandBraStraps.com. Today's interview is going to be with Sarah Connor, and that's the CEO of BarsandBraStraps.com, and I'm excited. She'll be calling in a couple of minutes, and we'll be able to talk to her and run down, you know, her whole situation in this rap game. I don't know whoever hasn't ever heard of her. She's been in the game for a very, very long time, and, you know, I'm excited for her to come and share, you know, all her stuff, man, because I definitely salute her and all the things she's doing, all the grind that she's on, because she's on the grizzine, his heavy. She does the female ciphers, and as you and I both know, you know, that's really non-existent anymore, where the women are out there really doing their crafts as far as rapping and all that's kind of real hard. And it's changed. The game has changed a lot, but I'm going to get into that topic when she calls in, and I'm on, in the middle of her interview. I want to give a big shout-out to all the queens that have called me this week that I personally have spoken to on the phone and going through some changes. Hold on, my sisters, just hold on. You know, just hold on. That's what I'm saying. Never make a decision feeling emotional. That's usually never, you know, just it just doesn't end well when, you know, we're creatures of emotions as it is already. So don't make no decisions out of emotions. So the topic for today is living above your means and why. Holy moly. Okay. You know, I just have to touch this topic because it's just crazy. You know, just certain people really, really are incredible. People are amazing. You know, especially the people that live above their means. What do I mean about that? Okay. That means that you have your rent money in your pocket, you go to the club, you buy two or three bottles, and then the next day you worry about how you're going to pay your rent. That's living above your means, okay? If you're out there shopping with your light bill money and you buy boots and you buy clothes and you the next day you can't pay your light, you're living above your means. If you don't even know what a credit score is, you're not even living, period, because, you know, you're not really living. If you don't know what it means to have a high credit score or what the highest credit score number is, if your bills are piling up and you still have the nerve to go out there shopping or want to dress your kids with all designer stuff, but yet they have no food in the refrigerator or in the cupboards, you're living above your means. I mean, seriously, people, you know, there's a way and there's a will to do things. Oh, and my famous one, if you're walking in the welfare department with your Gucci bag and you're flaunting it in there like you're the bomb, you're living above your means, okay? So I'm just saying, live where you're at. Everybody's in a different level. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you live above your means, that means you're living phony. You're not really living real. Let me go into the phone lines. 646, you're on with MA2K on the Queen's Lounge. Peace. 646. 296. You gonna stay quiet? You know, I'll talk.
Hello?
Peace. 646. You're on with Emma E2K on the Queen's Lounge.
I was just like, hello, Emma?
Yes, this is me. Hey. Not on my personal time. I'm on the air, and so
no, I'm listening to your radio, your station, and I just wanted to listen. But
oh, no problem. Sure. Yeah,
no, but
sure.
I just want to comment because I'm president and CEO of Cycle Handles and the Motorcycle Passenger Handles, and I'm actually starting my business, and it's very intense. You have to cut down on a lot to get to where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very rough, especially when you don't have the support to exceed to the next level.
Right, but let me ask you something, because we got to stick to the topic. So the topic is living above your means. So do you live above your means? Like, do you spend more than you actually have?
No, I actually have to cut down to get where I want to go.
Okay. Okay. See, because what I'm talking about, there's certain people, and we all know plenty of them, you know, and there's no need to point fingers or name names, you know, that prime example that I have put, if you have your rent money in your pocket and you go to the club and you buy 2 and 3 bottles and then the next day you're crying because now you don't know how to pay your rent, you're living above your means.
Yes.
You know,
no, I don't be doing that. I mean, there's people out there that are phony, and they want to be basically they don't have it, and they're trying to spend what they have. You know what I mean? They're phonies out here. There's so many people out here. They're not being about it. They're just talking about it. You know, and their
right.
pockets are very empty. So
right.
you know,
right.
I don't.
And then Facebook is no help because, you know, people become a different identity behind the computer. Like, all of a sudden, you're rich, you're popping bottles, you're living in this extravagant house. But they seem, you know, people seem to forget on Facebook, there's always somebody that's in the middle of knowing you that will, you know, will call you out on it. Like, if you're not living in a big house or whatever, so what? You're living in an apartment, so what? You know, but don't go and put stuff out there that's not true. You're taking pictures in front of all these cars that don't belong to you, that you don't even know who they belong to, you know, or your friends, you know, you get in, whatever. Just say, this is my man's car. Yo, this, you know, shout out to him or whatever. Why are you making it seem like it's yours? You know, that's living beyond, you know, beyond your means, and I think that that's phony.
People are living fantasies, not reality. To get to that level, you really have to work hard and really, really have to push yourself to have that. You know what I mean? People out here are just really, really, they're just fantasizing. They don't know the value of a dollar. And when you master the value of a dollar, then you have the whole world ahead of you.
Right, because, I mean, there's nothing wrong with fantasizing. Listen, here, every now and then, I'll pass by a mansion that I really like or whatever, or a fabulous car that I'm like, wow, I'll take a picture, but I'll say so. You know, dreaming, whatever, you know, I'll make the comment. I'm not going to pose as phony and be like, oh, yeah, I just came out of my house. No, not if it's not mine. I'm not going to claim something that's not mine. I'm not going to claim to be in a situation that I'm not, because that gets you in trouble. Because what happens is you put yourself in a certain category that then you can't meet it. So you go to the club that weekend, you pop 3 bottles. Okay, now they think you're a baller, you're VIP. What happens the following week? Because you can't keep up with that. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to keep up with that eventually. What happens this week when they see you in the bar and all you're doing is drinking a drink? It's not looking too cool. You know what I mean? You started wrong. But that's what I'm just saying. You know, eventually it catches up to you. When you live above your means, eventually it catches up to you. You know, I've seen a lot of females. And no disrespect to females that are on welfare. I was on it at one period of time when I needed it. But I wasn't walking in there with my Gucci bags and my Louis Vuitton bags talking about my kids don't have food to eat and I have a bag that's worth, you know, somebody's rent. You know what I'm saying? Or more. That's just
right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't do that. You know what I mean? Don't do that. So, but anyway, thanks for calling. Shout out your website or your Twitter so anybody can follow you.
I don't have a Twitter, but you could go to cyclehandles.com And you can check out for all the motorcycle riders out there that ride passengers. You could go ahead, brand new product that's coming out to the market.
Let me ask you something. You're the one that posted 1,000 pictures on my E2K Enterprise networking page?
No, that's not me. I don't do that. I probably post one or two, and that's about it.
Okay. All right. Just checking because I don't do that.
if you don't see cyclehandles.com on your page, then it wasn't me.
Okay, not a problem. I look forward to seeing your posting. I will definitely repost it. You know, I love to support all those that definitely support me. Hang on, you said you was going to stay hanging on. So we have Sarah Connor in a couple of minutes coming on. We have a nice hot interview with her and some music. All right? So you hang on.
You got it.
All right, peace.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Okay, so we're going to go into some music real quick, and then, you know, we'll come back with the topic. The topic is living above your means and why. Why do people do that? I'm saying, like, where did you get these people? Where? To MA2K on the Queen's Lounge. The sexy host is in the building. I'm on live, www.lushradioonline.com. If you're listening through there, you're listening via your cell phones, which you can call in 347-826-7722. And let me know, you know, chime in on this topic that we're discussing, which is living above your means. And why? Why do people do that? Like, where do we get these people? Why is it that makes them do that or draws them to do that? You know, I've always wondered. I've always wanted to ask somebody. Like, I used to work in clubs, you know, as a promoter. And I used to see it every week. Like, guys come in knowing that, I know that they cannot afford to sit in the VIP section, but they will go and they will spend their rent money, you know, buy bottles, act up, and then you see them the following day, you know, you hear from, you know, because, hello, New York is very small, especially the Bronx is even smaller, and you hear from their baby moms or the wife, you talk about this dude here went and spend the rent money and pop bottles and all that. Like, how do you do that? Like, what is actually in your mind that tells you that's okay? Or tells you, well, you know, nothing is going to come out of that or no consequences for that. Like, that's crazy. You know, do you not know? Like, do you not realize at that point when you're taking money, like your rent money or your child support money or your money for the week to go to work, and you're using it for other things that are not as important, that is considered living above your means, you know? And I don't know why people do it. Can somebody give me an answer? Call me, please. Let me know. You know, my whole thing is I've seen it. I see it here on Facebook all the time. There's a lot of people that I know here. And I can pull people's cards. But seriously. Like, you know, post at least the real stuff or at least half the truth. But don't, you know, like, don't Instagram about this life of luxury that you're trying to get people to believe that you're living. And in reality, you're not. Like, because that's kind of living someone else's life. That's kind of living in the fantasy and not really dealing with reality, which is kind of scary. Because when a person don't want to deal with reality, that kind of worries me. It kind of leaves room for, you know, a cuckoo business. But, you know, I'm just saying, let's keep our feet firm on the ground, people. And let's understand when we can do things and when we cannot do things. You know, not all the time you can be able to have certain things that, yeah, maybe you want it, but it doesn't mean that you can afford it. You know, and it's no good. It's no good to live beyond your means when you can't afford it, because how can you fully enjoy that? You know, how can you fully enjoy it when you know damn well you can't even afford it? Anyway, shout out to all my queens that are going through relationships and breakups and just, you know, not understanding, not having that unity with your partner. Shout out to y'all, and this goes out to y'all, man. Hold your head up.
About you and me. I know sometimes I go hard for no reason at all, but just so through the bitterness and test the weight of your heart. But when your back's on the wall and there's a shout as you scream, you know that I'm with you until the end. Cause we got hood love. I be cussing, I be screaming like it's over. Then I'm longing and I'm feeling just to hold up. Cause that's how we do. You know that good love is a good love. It's me and you. How you feel, love? Well, I'm with you. Never quit you. Now that's real love. When you ain't here, then I miss you. Cause I feel love the way that we do. You know that good love is a good love. That's me and you. So about what we've been through, yeah. I get a feeling like it could be the worst, cause I've given you my best, and I don't mind if that's fine. Cause when you love somebody hard, then you love that way for life. You got all of my heart, and I'll never leave you time. I gave my word to somebody all the way to the end. So no matter what, I'll be right here. I'll be right here.
Cause we got good love. I'll be coming, I'll be coming like it's over. Then I'm loving and I'm feeling just to hold ya. And that's how we do. You know that hood love is a good love. That's me and you.
How you feel, how you feel? Well, I'm with you, never quit you. Now that's real love. When you ain't here, then I miss you.
Cause I feel love
the way that we do. You know that hood love is a good love. That's me and you.
Now I flicked up, but not for too long. Take your place.
If it ain't on you, then it ain't on me. If it ain't on us, then I'd rather be by myself. Cause no one else could understand my needs and feel me dreaming like I need. Cause
we got good love. I'll be coming, I'll be screaming like it's over. Then I'm lonely and I'm feeling just a hold up.
That goes out to my queens that are experiencing relationship problems. You know, sometimes it's hood love, sometimes it's not. Shout out to y'all. And keep your head up. Stay strong. Believe in yourself and not what he tells you. Believe in you. I'm going to bring in my CEO, Lushy. Peace, queen.
What's up? What's poppin', man?
Man, you already know, man. The topic is, you know, all the way live. I'm waiting for Sarah Connor to step in the building, and it's going to be crazy. It's going to be mayhem after that.
So let's talk about the topic and reiterate the topic for the listeners and myself.
Okay. So the topic is living above your means and why. For instance, I gave a couple examples, which were the two main ones. You have your rent money in your pocket, you go to the club, you buy two or three bottles, and the next day you're crying because now you don't know how to pay your rent. That's living above your means. You have your kids, pamper money. You go and, you know, and then now you're crying because now you don't know what to do. You're in the welfare department with your Gucci bag that costs more than people's rent. Talk about you ain't got food to feed your kids, but you're walking around with a bag of horses. You can feed your kids for like 3 months with your bag. So preach, sister. We know plenty of these people, and I'm not judging, I'm not pointing, I'm not saying names, because I have a whole list of names, really, if I wanted to do that. That's not where I'm going with it. I just really want to know why. I want, like, one person to tell me why, you know, people live above their means. Other than that, the gentleman that I called earlier said that people are living in fantasies, and they're not really, you know, really living reality. So what do you got to say about that, sis?
Well, you know, as they say, you know, a lot of people are trying to keep up with the Joneses. But who is really the Joneses at the end of the day? You know what I'm saying? Who are the Joneses at the end of the day? Like, let's be real. You know, most like big name rappers, or if you're, you know, in the streets hustling, you know, who's really getting in rooms like that? Like, everybody's sitting here struggling. We're still in a recession. and you're sitting here trying to party, there's no way that you're partying every week. You're either going to the clubs where they're letting ladies free in every week or something, because you're not paying every week to go party. Like, you want to go pop bottles and stuff, and then you can't even pay your rent, or your baby still needs milk. You know what I'm saying? And you a deadbeat dad, but we seen you at the club throwing stacks. People not getting their priorities together. Like, this is real. Life is real. Tomorrow is not promised to anybody. And you guys are walking around sitting here, want us living these million-dollar homes, and put yourself in debt, and then you getting foreclosed on your homes, or you sitting in a house that you can't really enjoy. You can't even put furniture in it. You can't even blast your heat on, because you can't even afford to pay that. You sitting in the house, you eating peanut butter and jelly, but yet you driving a Mercedes Benz that you on E every day. Like, come on, son.
But you got to balance out internet or cable. Internet or cable. Internet or cable. Oh, wait, which one?
Crazy,
man.
Yeah,
it's
What's
crazy.
Wrong with y'all people out here? Like, you
I
need to
know.
Put your priorities, they got to put their priorities straight and invest that money. Like, everybody wants a house. If you want a house, get something that you can afford, that you know that if that man's not there, if that significant other, nobody's there, you can still hold that down yourself by analyzing what your income is and what you bring in. If your output is more than what you're bringing in, then you have a problem. You're living outside your means.
Do you even know what a credit score is? Like, I think that should be the first thing when you meet somebody. It's like, do you know what credit score means? And then, like, right there when they put the face, like, huh, what's that? That's a club? Like, right there you're already, you know, you're a hot mess. But hold on, sis. Let me bring in D-Cuts, because, you know, he always got something funny and fabulous to say, and I got to bring him on. He about to drop it. You already know. D, you on.
Yo,
I feel
like it's hot.
Yo, check this out. I'm going to fake it till I make it, baby. I spend it all in the club, baby.
No,
you know what I'm saying? I pop the models. I don't give a damn about the next place.
No, you don't.
You know what?
Like, it's hot.
I could die. I could just die right there in the club. As long as I die with that bottle in my hand, everything is all good.
You know what? I'm done. I'm done with Dave, man. I can't do it, man. I can't mess with him tonight.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, nah, but you know I'm just joking. But let me tell you something. This damn, whatever you want to, they call it a recession, but this shit is a depression. This ain't no recession. This shit is a depression. This shit got everybody spending like they can't. It doesn't matter. You could just buy like a pair of jeans and you're like, oh shit, I can't even do that. I can't do that. So it's like that bar level, that shit is low right now. It ain't even, like, back in the days when you really could spend, and, you know, of course, we all did our little splurging. But that right now, if you buy an extra pair of jeans or sneakers, that should throw you off course right now. That shit will throw your ass off course.
It's like you get your jeans and a pair of socks.
Yeah, you shouldn't be having to make a life decision at GeanStar. You know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't be having to be like, yo, damn, can I get these pair of jeans, or am I going to be evicted? You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is crazy right now.
Right.
It's
or can
crazy.
I get the jeans and the socks, or can I just get one pair of socks, because I think I got the other one that matches that home.
Should I put this shit on layaway?
Niggas
don't even want to give you layaway no more.
Yo, they still do layaway?
Yo, there's few spots, but I've been trying to hunt them down. They don't want to give layaway no more, yo. It's just that shit away and all that.
Walmart does layaway.
It's by the time we get a fucking ride to Walmart, that shit was in White Plains, New York. You don't spend more money than you spend on the layaway plan.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to tell you, man. It's crazy out here. Niggas is ready for a revolution, man. It's gonna get crazy out here. Get ready to start, you know, heading to the hills, to the mountains, because this is gonna get crazy. A nigga can't wear his fucking uptowns, a nigga's gonna get hurt out here.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's crazy, though. It's crazy. But I think even before, I'm saying even before the recession, depression, there was still, people always have done that, though. Kind of live, you know, above their means. Like, I knew back in the days,
right.
Like, dudes that had their Benzes and their Porsches parked outside in front of the project.
Well, that's back then. Back then, there was money. But right now, a person that's doing that is because they, you know, they're being influenced by the music, by the videos, by, you know, because at the end of the day, I don't care how much money you're really balling, right now, that shit ain't going to last. So you already know that once you spend that money, let's say $2,000-$3,000 in a club, the next day, you're thinking about that shit. I don't give a fuck who you are. You're thinking about
Are you thinking about it as you giving them? Have you counted? You like 20, 40, 60? Damn, somebody stop me. 80?
Nah. Some of these people are so caught up at the moment. It's just a whole live for now type of thing. You know, like we in a society where it's like live for now. It's like everything is visual. Everything is like, you know, they don't care if they can't go out for another 3 months. As long as that one night that they hang out, that you saw them popping a bottle. And they know
right.
They can't buy that shit. They know they can't spend $200-$300 on a couple of bottles. And that's just going to throw them off. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For 3 months. They don't give a shit.
Yeah, they won't.
They'll save their money back up. In another 3 months, they'll be back in another spot like, yo. And they think that, you know, and they stretch out the pictures throughout a couple of weeks.
No.
Like, they just throw one. Next week, they throw another one.
D, they'll be like the famous one. Nah, I just flew in. Actually, I was out of town. Nigga, you was not. You was just collecting.
Yeah,
you stacking up and
You know, it's hard out here, man. It's hard out here, man. You can't, you know, you got to really,
that's what
really,
I'm saying.
Really,
what's the problem? What's the problem with admitting where you at in life? Why you just can't say, listen, I'm doing fucked up right now. I can't do it. Like, I don't understand why it's so hard for both female and males. It goes for both. Why it's so hard just to say, yo, I ain't got it right now.
Right here, right now, let me tell you, sir, right here in New York, man, in the Bronx, this is how I see things. If the dudes that are really trying to fake it till they make it, and the girls that's trying to find the niggas that's faking it till they make it.
But
so
there's nobody
faking it. When the fat girl gets the dude that's faking it till he's making it, when she realizes that this nigga really don't got shit, then she's like, whoa, what the hell I do? She's going to try to look for the next nigga to look to what I'm. But he done already went up in there. So she already like, damn, I can't even talk about this nigga because I gave it up to him. But it's a whole crazy game, man. It's a whole crazy game.
Wow.
And it all surrounding like just status of what people, you know, niggas is trying to get the girls. They'll do anything, man. They'll do
That's
anything.
Crazy.
They'll lie. They'll cry. They'll do anything. They'll say, yo. They'll tell you anything.
I've seen it. But, D, thank you for calling. I got Sarah Khan already on the line. You know what I mean? I got to
Sarah, that's up, baby. Keep doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? Showing these women how to spit them flames. Let me go. Let me get out.
Hang on so you can listen to the interview.
All right. She better give me a shout-out. I'm going to call back, yeah?
All right. I'll make sure she gives you a shout-out. Hold on a second. Let me open her line. Sarah Connor, you're on the Queen's Lounge.
Word up. Shout out to the Av, my nigga Dave.
Yeah, you know he will keep calling every stupid
Yeah, man. That's my boy that will go way back.
Welcome. God, I'm so excited. I'm amped up. Like, I think
I'm on the Queen's Lounge.
Is this my first time I ever interview you?
For Queen's Lounge, yes. For everything else, no.
Okay. So welcome first up to the Queen's Lounge. And you actually have made it to my 20th show on the Queen's Lounge.
What?
Okay, get some dance on that.
Hey,
get
big two, big two. All right, congratulations.
Thank you. And congratulations to you, too. I see you
thank
moving
you.
And shaking, but before we get into what you're doing currently now, I kind of want to do something different with you, and I want us to go back in time. And so people could see your longevity in the game. Some people may think you just came out the woodworks and you just decided to rap and you're a rapper. Or
yeah.
You know, people don't really know how far back and how long you've really been in the game. So you don't have to exactly tell me each year, but kind of, you know, just kind of jump into, like, your first time experiencing, you know, for the love, you know, loving hip-hop and all that.
Yeah, kind of.
You know what I'm saying? Kind of guide me through the experience of Sarah Connor.
No question. That's not a problem. Let me get short, sweet, and painless. Like, basically, when I was living, raised in the South Bronx, Brook Ave, shout out to everybody from out South Bronx, and I was about 10, 11 years old, and I was watching all the B-boys and B-girls, because, you know, at that time, that was the explosion, you know what I mean, and I seen the rappers, and ironically, right there in People's Park, there was, like, a lot of rap battles, there was a lot of people just, you know, B-boying and MCing and stuff like that, so as I fell in love with it from that day forward, like just being in the Mecca of where it was born at. And as time progressed, I just kept going and going with it. By the time I reached junior high school, 14 years old, I was already, like, you know, battling guys and just spitting and still rhyming. By the time I hit 17, I was already at the first Lyricist Lounge ever, you know, shout out to Lyricist Lounge. And I just kept in the scene in New York City, from the Lyricist Lounges to New Eurekans to the End of the Week, CO Dub, down to, like, I mean, you name it, I was involved in it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Emma knows. Whatever was popping in New York City, I was heavily involved to right now. But, like, the battle scene, I was always involved with that. You know that. I was always battling. You know, shout out to the Fight Clubs and the Blaze and the AKAs and the Hook.coms and, you know, the battle leagues. They weren't battle leagues. They were actually just websites at the time. We weren't really battling for leagues until Fight Club. Went undefeated in Fight Club. Couldn't find nobody to battle me for years, and I mean years in Fight Club. And then, you know, got the call to do Grind Time. And ended up being the first female battle on Grind Time, and then, you know, taking it from there, doing the behind the scenes and you know, growing from there. So we're talking about from the little youngin' up to the grown ass woman, heavily involved in the game in New York City. So now we here.
Now, where is here? Where are we at now?
We are in graduating from the Grind Time, you know, platform. To me owning my own league, Bars and Bra Straps website and everything, and still being the executive assistant to PoisonPen.tv. You know, we had left Grind Time and branched off into our own brands and still stuck together. You know, Poison Pen is just as much as a part of Bars and Bra Straps as I'm a part of PoisonPen.tv, and we're both under the Smack umbrella with URL.tv, so shout out to them. And that's where we at now, you know what I'm saying? Where the whole world is running around talking about getting that work.
So for those that don't know, let me just give you the correct spelling to the Bars and Bra Straps, because it's not how it sounds. So it's Bars, B-A-R-S,
with a Z at the end.
And an N, and B-R-A-S-T-R-A-P, and a Z.com.
Yeah. No, that actually is, the N is and, A-N-D. When you do the website.
Oh, it's A-N-D. Okay,
yeah, on the Twitter, the Twitters, the Instagrams and all that, that's the only time there's a little N, because it's quicker to get to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's Bars, though. So just instead of with the S, is with the Z at the end. The Z at the end of Bars,
yeah.
And the Z at the end of Bra Straps. Okay.
Yes.
Where does this name come from, Bars and Bra Straps? I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory, but I still need to ask.
Well, it was a long thought process, a few L's and a few hours later, and basically the breakdown is pretty much like this. From the moment you come out your mama womb till you get into that tender age where your body starts developing to the point where you get, you know, support for your lady parts. So, you know what I'm saying? I felt like it had to represent something that represented a woman's support, and I don't believe there's any woman in this world that doesn't leave without her bra in the morning. You know what I'm saying? You gotta support the girls, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So that's where the bars came from, of course, you know, female MCs that are capable of spitting,
you know, it's not just about how they look. It's about how they represent themselves and them being that talented, and the bra straps represents the support. You know what I mean? So, a.k.a. bars and bra straps.
So now you said bars and bar straps is your own female league, right? This is a league
it's,
of people that you already have, or that you're looking, you're searching, how
exactly? Bars and bar straps is actually the first female booking agency and league. It acts as a booking agency when we're not doing any events, and then seasonally, not monthly like most of the other leagues do, seasonally we do big events. So, it's a booking agency first and a league secondary. And right now, yeah, we're always looking. I'm getting ready to set up a tryout December 9th at end of the week. And, you know, just to see what other new faces we can bring to the light, because the battle scene is just, it's the new wave right now.
So it doesn't matter if it's a female that already has, like, management and whatever, she can still contact you for booking?
Yep, definitely, definitely. There's a lot of females out right now that I book battles for, you know what I mean? Shout out to Jada Ray, shout out to Chavelle, shout out to O'Blimey, who came out of Spin Magazine, the same battle that, you know what I mean, you came through, Emma. You know, shout out to her. She really got a great write-up for a battle I booked for her in Spin Magazine. And,
yeah, I like
you know
O'Blimey.
That,
he was doing a thing.
yeah, definitely. So it's dope, so... I basically book for whoever needs that type of representation, you know, to get in any leagues, especially the overseas leagues and the Canadian leagues. You know, that's basically my strong point, to make sure we get the girls, get their passports and send them to have an experience doing this, because some of them don't have that.
That's right. So they contact you through the website, or is there any other way? I know you have Twitter.
Oh, everywhere. They contact me everywhere, the Facebook, the Twitter, the website, really. I just use it to display our accomplishments. You know, I have everybody pretty much email me, you know, at the bars and brawstraps Gmail. And Twitter, they're always hitting me up. The Twitter is always blowing up somehow, some way. So
the Twitter is what? Sarah Kana.
Yes, Sarah Kana, Sarakana.
Okay. So for those who are listening who don't have a Twitter, which I don't know nowadays who don't have Twitter, my mother, okay, she has Twitter, but she got Facebook. But anyway, but Twitter, even on the Facebook, you're Sarah Kana.
Yeah.
So pretty much you're Googleable, right? I think if they go to
Google, you just
Sarah
type
Kana,
it in, you can find anything.
Right? You're Googleable? Like, I like to say I'm Googleable, Google.
I'm definitely Googleable. I'm definitely, like, I think I'm a few pages Googleable. You know how you count the pages, like how many things can come up? Like, I'm deep. I got triple digits, homie.
I've done that. I'm
like,
oh my God.
Like, damn,
so
I wonder if it stops somewhere. But yeah,
so,
definitely,
you
can get at me anyway.
Now, let me ask you, are you at, in your point in life right now, are you at where you wanted to be, or are you at a point where you never even expected you would be?
A little bit of everything. I never... In my wildest dreams, and personally, you know me, like in my wildest dreams, I never imagined that battle rap would be the reason why I would be as popular as I am right now. I was always, you know, buzzing in the streets of New York, but never like so far out. And I think that battle rap opened that door for me to get my name out globally. And but I feel like I've accomplished, every year I set a certain goal, and each year when I accomplish that goal, I'm getting that much closer. And it's funny because I don't know if anybody else agrees with me, but no matter how many times you accomplish a goal, you still feel like there's something missing, so you keep going and you keep going and you keep going. So I don't think anyone that's ambitious or driven will ever say, you know what, I accomplished everything I wanted to accomplish, because if that was the case, we would have already seen the Lifetime Achievement Award for Diddy.
Ooh.
Right? You know,
oh,
like,
you just struck a point. You know what I mean?
You know, so I think when you're ambitious and you're driven, there's never a satisfaction. There's only what's the next thing, and that's where I'm at right now.
Now, how do you pick the females that you represent as far as for the league? Because I know you do the booking, and the booking is just any female, and you book them. But when you're looking for somebody to represent the league, actually, what is it you look for or you listen for, or, you know, what is that, or is it just it comes to you and you're like, yeah, that's it, that's her?
Sometimes it pops up in your face, and I just go for it. Other times I enjoy the underdogs. Like, there's a lot of girls, you know, girls are competitive, and they're jealous, and they're always, you know, coming at each other. And, you know, shout out to Ash Cash, who is also, rest in peace, to Wolf Jones, who was formerly, you know, Diddy's bodyguard who passed away. That was all over the news. His younger daughter battles in my league, you know what I mean? And she went through a lot of stuff. She battled in Queen of the Ring and kind of choked, and she was getting a lot of backlash for it, and then she hit me up and was just like, you know, I'm ready to give it another go. And her determination just made me support her that much more. And you were there. She did an excellent job. She even faked the choke, and you know what I mean? She did a great job, and she's still doing a great job. I was able to get her more battles. Most of the girls that were in the event, I got them more battles. But most of the time what I look for in an MC is, first of all, you have to be workable. In other words, like, not have a huge ego and think you're the best. You have to be able to receive and give feedback in the same token. You know what I mean? And delivery and presence. Presence is very, very important. You know, and a lot of people use marketing, but we're not in the music business. We're in a totally different industry. And anybody can be made into a market. You know what I mean? And it helps when you're definitely hungry and you show it and your bars are to back it up, you know, because there's a lot of people that are hungry, but they don't have it, you know. So I look for the ones that are hungry that have it. And they definitely are willing to take it the extra mile and to sleep and to get no sleep just to get there. You know what I mean? So those are usually the ones I'm always, you know, looking towards to you know, take to the next level.
Now, let me ask you something. Does sexuality matter? And the reason why I ask is because, you know, this is the reason why in my experience in hip-hop, we've had this diminish of female MCs, because they come in, you know, as MCs, and all of a sudden they get told, oh, you need cleavage, you need to show more butt, and you need to do this, and you need to, you know, say that you take it, you know, whatever. Sounds sexual in order for even for you to get an audience. So what are your thoughts about that?
Well, to be honest with you, I think we graduated from that, you know, a little bit. I think it's starting to be a little more free. But I think in the music industry, that's the main concentration, where in the battle community, it's just about how you spit. You know what I mean? You know, I'm happy to say that I was one of the females that opened that door for a lot of, you know, lesbians and a lot of, you know, aggressive women who dress, you know, like men, to be able to showcase their talent. Like, at the end of the day, they're not looking at the way you dress, except for when you're on YouTube. But then again, there's no escaping the YouTube. But it's in battle rap, it's more or less how you deliver those bars and how good you are. In music industry, it's pretty much how you dress and if you can look like a girl. We're in a different era now, and now it's more about the talent and less about the looks. Even though, you know, you're gonna have the typical, you know, negative feedback about it, but I'm proud to say there's more going on in female rap, battle rap, than there is in the music industry. You know what I mean? Which is a shame. But at the end of the day, we're not saying no to everybody. We're saying, let's train them, let's get them right, and let's show them what they're missing.
Quick question to the left. Do you think that Nicki Minaj could handle that realm?
I have a really strong opinion about this. I don't see Nicki Minaj doing it. I mean, if she ever did it, that'd be great, and it'd be like a 50 billion million views probably. But at the same time, like, a person that does music always knocks the person that's battling. And I think we're in an era where that flipped already, and it's kind of like, it's no longer battle rappers can't make music. It's people that make music don't know how to battle rap, you know, and we're a lot larger than we used to be. And we're looking at, especially with the guys, the males in battle rap, look at them. They write three rounds that are 3 minute long rounds. That's a song each round. These are just concentrating, like, doing a song and making them a single or their album, these guys are not only making their mixtapes and making their songs, but they're also battling each other 3 minutes apiece each round.
That's a lot of material.
Yes, a lot of material. You know what I mean? So I can see, like, you know, shout out to Busta Rhymes, who's definitely jumping in the ring. So you, shout out to Meek Mills, who's trying to jump in the ring. A lot of sign rappers are trying to battle on Smack Stage. You know what I mean? Once again, shout out to URL TV. There's a lot of sign artists that want to give this a shot. My advice to sign artists is give it a shot. Don't disrespect the craft, you know, because a lot of people have their opinions, and it's kind of like a tug of war, like, oh, so what, you guys battle rap? You can't make music. Yeah, well, you know what? You can't battle rap. So what, homie? You know what I mean? So it's going to be interesting to see how an artist from the music industry can translate as a battle rapper. And it's definitely, we've seen battle rappers already translate into the music industry. You know what I mean? People like Eminem, Meek Mills was a battle rapper, Iron Solomon's out there, Murder Mook is just signed to Rough Riders. Like, at the end of the day, the battle rapper can make the transition, because since the dawn of hip-hop, battle rap has been around and people have been ignoring that. But we've been battle rapping since Busy B. Shout out to Busy B and Kool Moe Dee, who had battle raps in Harlem and all that shit. So people need to just embrace what we're doing and support it. So shout out to Diddy, who's also supporting, you know, the whole battle rap movement once again, you know, Busta Rhymes. And, you know, even though I have my opinions about Meek Mills, I support his music. I think his music is fly. I just think he's going to get raped in Battlefield. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But
who are you voting for? Obama?
Oh, man, I'm definitely not voting for Romney, I tell you that. I barely don't want to vote for Obama. I'm thinking the people should take over government again. But, hey, that's neither here nor there. I'm not going to do the fight the power of public enemy shit.
No, not these people. No, I don't think, no, I don't want that to happen. No.
Yeah.
We gotta play one particular, you know, a body of people. Because if everybody is taking over, it'll be... I don't even want to think that far, no.
Yeah, nah, we definitely need a body of people, but we need the people to start really getting involved more, because if we stand up for ourselves, then they can't do nothing, because at the end of the day, there's no reason for us to be in an economic crisis when there's a Federal Reserve Bank right there in New York City who can let go of the funds. So people need to snap out of it and really attack the presidentials and attack the Congress and say, you know what, you're not fighting hard enough for us as the people, going to the Federal Reserve banks and saying, listen, let go of the funding and stop giving it to the corporate America and start giving it back to the people. And that's pretty much where we at with that.
Shout out anything coming up. Shout out everything you want to shout out.
Oh, definitely. Shout out to Hip Hop USA, who we just did the Bars and Brawstrap Cypher with Mala Rains, Justina, Dominels, and Doria. We just did a photo shoot, big cypher that's going to come out really soon on Bars and Brawstrap's YouTube channel. So make sure you subscribe. December 9th, we're going to be doing the tryouts. And then come February, we're back with PoisonPen.T. Oh, wait, before February, we're doing the URL. Is going to probably be in D.C. where I booked QB versus Jazz the Rapper, so that'd be happening on URL.TV. And then in February, we'll be back with PoisonPen.TV, and I'm probably going to do a Bars and Brush Raps right the following week after either the PoisonPen.TV or the URL event. So, and yeah, working on the album, because people be forgetting I'm spitting. So,
yeah.
And EO-Dub every Sunday, still there. 12 years strong, baby. Longest running open mic in New York City.
Yeah, and if you haven't made it, please make sure to go. Even if you're not a rapper, just go. It's a nice atmosphere.
Avenue 101 Avenue A between 6th and 7th Street. And anybody that came up through the New York City scene and any rappers that you have in your CDs, guess what? They started at EO-Dub too. So come through.
That is true. That is true. Thank you, Sarah Connor. We about our last. I appreciate you. I love you. You already know.
Love you too.
So we go back like forget it, you know. But I just sometimes I gotta be acting like I don't know, you know, the people.
Yeah,
that
you don't want to tell the people that you're damn near my mom. It's okay.
Yeah, well, you know, just put it out there. Anyway, I love you.
Love you
Thank
too.
Thank you for doing the show. And
thank
don't
you.
Forget to follow her, Sarah Connor.
She's Googleable, so just go to Google, man, and follow her. I'm
S-A-R-A-K-A-N-A.
Everybody calling Sarakana. Sorry I couldn't. But if you post on my Facebook, I'll definitely make sure the questions get to her. And I'll, you know,
and
I'll
answer them.
I'm bringing her back.
No doubt.
Peace.
Well,
thank you, everybody. Love, peace, and hair grease. And you were listening to the Queen's Lounge on LunchRadioOnline.com with Sarakana.